about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
All right, Radio BAM, Cheers 28 Faction. Now, Jesse Margera of CKY just showed up. I'm here with Chad at John and Peter's.
New Hope, Pennsylvania.
New Hope. Jess, we're in a dilemma here.
Okay.
Do you think that I should do Dancing with the Stars? Now, not to mention the money is phenomenal, but not to mention, again, I've never danced a day in my life, and it's probably going to be pure misery for me. I don't even want to dance for one song right now. I got to do it for 8 hours a day rehearsing.
I think he should do it.
I think it will be pretty cool for your career, but at the same time, it is gay as hell. I'm with you on that.
Yes, you're not that type of guy. Like, it's like, you wouldn't like him less.
Steve-O thinks that I should probably do it. We just called him, and Johnny and Kat Von D say no.
It's a giant show. Well, see, they're in fucking L.A., and everybody's so fucking competitive and up their asses.
True.
You are here in Pennsylvania, dude. They ask you to be on a fucking major TV show that everyone watches who isn't us. Like, yeah, we'll see it if it's on some fucking bargain basement fucking bullshit tape, but the rest of the world will see it if it's on Dancing with the Stars. You need to be in front of those people. It's like infiltrating the fucking masses.
It's pretty much as big as like American Idol or something.
The next step is like Apprentice.
Yeah.
That's it. American Idol, they wouldn't have you on because it doesn't make sense.
It's just like, it's everything that I hate.
That's why they think it's amusing, because they can see that you're a little awkward and uncomfortable to dance, but you have a fucking relentless ego and shit on the rest of your programming. So it brings the human side out of you, which people love, dude.
Yeah.
That's like, when you can relate to the rest of the world, that's when you're going to really have some fucking fans.
I really think you should flip a coin.
I did. It landed on tails.
Fucking flip the damn penny. You don't flip
Yeah, you don't flip a penny. You need like a good coin.
Oh, like, it's a good coin.
Like a 50-cent piece or some shit.
Yeah, man.
Well, New Hope probably has
Buffalo New
cool Hope. Coins somewhere.
You go get a cool coin, but deciding on a coin rather than common sense, just as it's gay thing, sorry, bro.
It is, though,
that
man.
It's gay shit can keep you alone whacking your
own
dick.
Well, this is the way, you can look at it this way. Is 2 months of misery worth a new Lamborghini?
Why is it misery? Yes, it's fucking worth a new Lamborghini. I don't think you need a new Lamborghini.
But, I mean, that's basically, or like a crappy Rojo.
Who's your dancing partner going to be?
They haven't decided. Probably some bitch who's incredibly fit.
As of now, I told him, there's prior things happening right now, but he is interested, and sorry for saying no.
Good God, you said no already?
Well, I didn't say no
Call
yet.
Call back now. Give me the number.
No.
This is ridiculous. Take it.
Well, wait.
I'm going to be furious.
What's
I'm
this?
I'm really mad, actually.
Am I allowed to talk about that Mickey Rourke thing? What's that?
He's got shit.
Well, that's
dude,
the thing. Like, but the thing is that all the movies that want me in it, they're not starting till March or mid-March or April.
So you
which
got
usually sometimes gets postponed. No, it's happening as it's happening. So, like, and usually, dude,
they're
like,
not going to care that
even
you have
with
the
Jack
biggest
is,
show on TV to promote.
Even with Jackass. Reserve the whole month of March because we're filming. And then March will all happen and they'll be like, oh, we got postponed to April 1st.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, like,
book your fucking
just because they didn't get it all together in time.
Right.
You know,
right,
so
right.
Like, now I'm sitting at home with my thumb up my ass doing nothing in March when I could have been doing Dancing with the Stars, even though I don't want to do it to begin with.
You're going
to
seem like a pussy quitter.
Quitter? I didn't even start.
It just seems so. It's like, you dude, think you're better than dancing?
Whatever.
Big deal.
I don't think I'm better than that. I just don't dance.
And neither did Jerry Springer.
That might be the comedy.
He dances, I bet.
They put the fucking people who can't dance.
Dude, every song, whatever song is playing, I'm just going to be thinking, Lambo, Lambo, new Lambo, duck. Lambo, Lambo, one,
Lambo.
Two,
take
three,
a,
duck. Lambo,
take
Lambo.
Take that fucking money. Don't buy a Lambo with it. Make a fucking movie with it. Make another fucking thing. Parlay your shit. I mean, that shit's gonna put you in front of everybody in the industry who's gonna go, oh, who, Bam Margera? Oh, yeah, what's he on, Dancing with the Stars? Sure, throw him in the fucking cast. Sure, let's put him in our movie. It's you're putting yourself right in front of everybody who's in that industry. Everyone.
Oh, there's no doubt about the exposure.
Every white tough watches one. That shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
white
for sure.
Make the decisions for most of those jerk-offs.
And kids.
Not kidding, dude. This is such a 50-50 thing, man.
Yeah.
Because the money is great.
It won't be offered again.
And it's not all that long. 2 months of hell is worth a Lamborghini, I think.
Yeah.
Or a new house in L.A. or whatever. But, like...
A summer place. You hate fucking February. You won't never have to have a February
speaking
in the
of
again.
Why?
I'll fix that February bumming for you. You gotta do Dancing with the Stars and you'll never have to bum out in February again.
True.
Speaking of...
It's true.
You guys are going back to
Canada.
But I'll
be bumming out in February, though, by bumming out by doing this.
Yeah. No.
You guys are going to where it's colder coming
yeah,
up.
And darker.
Negative 20 degrees.
And darker. Colder and darker.
Why don't you tour down south?
But nicer.
Well, that's what we were thinking. It starts on the 16th, so that gives us time to go to the goddamn Caribbean if we shut up and just do it.
I'm ready to go. I was going to book a place out of here today. Jesse's going to fucking Cuba or some shit.
Cuba.
Where are you going?
Mexico. In March.
What, to Cancun?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, that place is great, dude. It's a good beach.
It's a bunch of jocks screaming at the top of their lungs getting arrested.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, too. But it's not. It's exactly the opposite of that where we're at. But if you go into, like, town, then there's that, you know.
Jeff said he goes to the Walmart in Cancun and gets a couple cases of beer for $6 or some shit.
$1.90 a six-pack of Corona.
And then he just sits on the beach with, like, 17 kids running around yeah. making sandcastles and burying drunk Jess in the
little rugrat fucking changing shitty day blues all day. Yeah. Sounds like a blast.
Dude. Bring me another six-pack.
I got my son this, like, little Ludwig... drum set, and he does a drum solo, and we're all going, London, London, yeah. And he just goes, shut it!
Right. Yeah, speaking of Ludwig, did you ever order that thing?
Yeah.
You did?
I talked to the dude, yeah. But it's gonna take a while, because they have to get it from, like, Taiwan.
What, you're buying a kit for that guy you bet a drum set on?
It's not a guy, it's a friend of mine.
No, you know Johnny Radke.
No.
Who is it?
His name is Warren from San Francisco.
You said you lost a bet, and now you owe him a drum set?
Pretty much, yeah.
What kind of bet?
I can't remember what the bet was.
It's like a $3,000 kit, and you'll probably get it for like $900.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Just get a fucking $200.
No, because he's a good drummer, and he can't afford one, and I'm glad that I lost.
Well, the cheapest this.
Why can't anybody afford anything?
Because the economy, Obama.
I guess so. Mohawk can't even pay 13 cents for a drink.
That's cheap. I'll take 5. That's all right, 7, 8 cents. I'll take 4.
That's how much a drink is in Mexico, 13 cents.
So let me tell you about Novak. So
oh, God, now what?
He gets out of jail. Mohawk picks him up. He insists on giving Mohawk $100 to drive him to Baltimore because he has a doctor's appointment.
All right.
Well, that doctor's appointment was him getting loads of pills to apparently sell. But, of course, if Novak has pills in his hands, he's going to take some. So he's asleep the whole way home. And Mohawk was like, dude, he was a blast the whole way down. As soon as he gets the pills, asleep the whole way home. Then he, like... blacks out or something, and he's supposed to give Abby, his girlfriend, $600 for rent. Well, he finds $800 that Abby worked for at Tekka, steals that, flees the scene, nowhere to be found.
When?
And the thing
after
is...
After last week's
dude,
radio show?
Yeah, this happened yesterday.
He looks bad.
This happened yesterday.
You see that?
Yeah.
He looks bad.
Well, I heard from people he was looking pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So, he's supposed to pay her rent. Instead of giving her the $600 that he owes, he takes her $800 while she's at work and flees the scene. Her Facebook status every other day is status, single. And then the next day, status, taken. Status, single. Status, taken. Status, single. And she'd be like, I'm so through with him this time. This time it's seriously over. He'll be back tomorrow and you'll take
into it.
Dude, the last time she insisted that it's so fucking over, it's unbelievable how over it is. He knocks on the door, they talk it out for an hour. Whatever it is, he's back at the house. You know what I mean? So, like, she's trying to say, like, it's so over again after a week went by. It's like, we all believe you. Like, we're more annoyed that she's accepting him back than him doing what he's doing.
Why would she think he'd ever change?
I actually put a credit card on the table to see if he'd take it because he was at my house for an hour yesterday. He never actually, I was spying on him. He never actually found the credit card, so I just put it back in my pocket when it was time to leave.
You think he'd do it again?
That's the thing. I knew that he was muffed up on pills, so maybe if he saw one, he would, but he never saw it. I wish he would have so I could see what he would actually do.
You like the kid, so it's hard for you to sit there and stay mad at him.
That's the worst part. Yeah. He wrecks an $80,000 car, and in his head, it's like, damn, I took pills and wrecked a buddy's car, and he's fucked now. Did I hit rock bottom? In my eyes, yes. In his eyes, he'll like me again in 3 more months. You know what I mean? Like, what is rock bottom to him? Like, being homeless with a t-shirt on in the snow in Baltimore?
It's like his personality.
Sleeping in an alley? Like, what's rock bottom to him?
S&OD in an alley?
Novak's a real charming kind of guy. He's like a nice dude, like... A lot of junkies have that fucking ability, man. Like,
because they're good at talking, because they have to hustle everybody.
Yeah.
They're always lying, but their lies are so believable because they believe them.
Yeah.
I don't know why they lie. Like,
well, Akuma.
Like, yo, I make a killer chicken salad.
Akuma,
why
somebody.
Why would you say I make a killer chicken salad if you don't? Like, why tell me anything close to
that? Akuma, he shows up and somebody was like, man, is he fucked up? I'm like, he's not drunk at all. He's just on loads of pills. And he goes, what? Would you say pills? I'm not on any pills. I was like, Novak, I've known you for 10 to 13 years. I know that you're on pills on pills.
Yeah.
So, and not to mention, whenever he's on pills, he always orders a soda. If he's not on pills, he orders red wine instantly, and he'll down it and then order another one instantly. So, like, I know. It's like, you're drinking soda telling me that you're not on pills? Well, if you're not on pills, you'd be ordering a red wine.
No, pills he would drink wine. He drinks... wine on Xanax.
So he goes to the Kuma bathroom, locks the door, and Mohawk, I tell Mohawk, I'm like, he just went to the bathroom. He's like, well, I have to conveniently take a piss. So Mohawk goes to the bathroom, it's locked. He knows at Kuma, because I think he worked there, if you put a dime in it, you could easily just turn it and it opens. So he did it, and Novak like quickly put something in his pocket as he's acting. He's sitting on the toilet faking taking a shit. So, like, that was his excuse. Then he comes out even more muffed up, falling asleep at the table, texting a BlackBerry that doesn't even have a battery in it. It's dead. So he's just like, ugh. I'm like, Novak, the screen's blank. Who are you typing to? And my buddy. I'm like, there's not even a battery in your fucking phone, idiot.
Yeah, that's right.
Imaginary text.
He's incredibly coherent for a guy who's always on some random substance.
But, like, Apple is his chick that would put up with it, and like he goes and steals $800. Like,
she's young.
Yeah, but like, what's his logic in that? Like, he doesn't give a fuck when he's on pills, and then as soon as he comes off, he apologizes his heart off.
Dude, junk is the only thing that makes you feel like you can do anything, and it should be forgivable.
Well, 2 Oxycontin is equivalent to taking a shot of heroin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty much, it's synthetic heroin is what it is.
It's rich man's heroin.
But either it does what your body's asking for, or it's similar, but I think if you're a heroin addict, you need the dope to avoid the sickness.
Right. Hair of the dog.
Not a substitute.
No.
Methadone would be the substitute.
Methadone or Oxycontin.
Cleveland's up on methadone, man.
He is.
That's just government heroin.
It's government heroin.
Passed out all day and then like.
But I mean, if you're feeling sick from heroin, like Oxycontin will totally help. Like, you'll feel a hell of a lot better.
I don't know. I'm not.
It's synthetic heroin, is what it is.
Me personally, I'm not gonna worry about it. I don't know. Heroin and me, no thanks. You don't. How come you never got on heroin, Bam?
I would never... Dude, if I casually saw somebody, like, even ask for it, like, hey, man, you know where to get any heroin? I'd be like, I need to get away from this crowd
even
now.
Even having all these celebrities and rock stars that you think are awesome, you never felt like, I wonder what it's like to feel like that.
No. Well, I wonder what it would like to feel like that, but I see the outcome, and yeah. I don't want to touch it.
Like my buddy Ron, you remember
But, like,
Ron.
Even asking for it, like, if you ask for Coke, there's code words. Like, you'd be like, hey, man, you got any bug sugar? And it sounds normal and casual. Do you have any shark fins? Normal, casual. If you ask for heroin, it's like, hey, man, you got any heroin?
Yeah.
Like, weird.
I don't understand who is like, oh, heroin. Like, this has worked out so far for everybody else, so yeah. I'm going to try. Like, who's like, yeah, you know, like, I can beat this.
I tried something.
It. It's not that. It's saying, like,
I don't
care
anymore.
You want to feel the greatest feeling ever?
In
then try this.
In 1992, I tried it.
But if you take a look at everybody, the outcome is always negative.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, Novak was saying, like, if you're on heroin, you could be laying naked in the snow and you won't even feel it. Like,
you don't care.
Like, you're totally relaxed and comfortable. Like, you're happy. It's like, dude, you're in the ice cold snow. You're going to get hypothermia. But your body doesn't care because you're already comfortable. Yeah, well, it's like, like, whatever you want to do, if you're on heroin and you want to swim through an icy cold lake, like, you won't feel it. You'll be comfortable.
Dude, put it this way.
And that's why you want to keep doing more. Then you overdose.
My appendix ruptured, and then there was this big abscess, and it was, like, the most pain you could ever imagine. And I would just lay there, and they give me Dilaudid, which is basically heroin.
Yeah.
And I get it, because I was like, picture an organ being ripped out of your body, and you're in the worst pain. And then as soon as I hit the button, I'm like, oh, Geraldo's on, you know? Yeah. Like, you feel no pain.
You're perfectly happy being where you're at, doing absolutely nothing.
Yep.
That's the thing. Like, you could sit there and watch Geraldo all goddamn day, and if somebody wanted you to get up and go see a show of a band that you like at the Note or something that's a block away, you're like, fuck that, I'm happy here.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
I'm happy watching paint dry right now.
Like, most people do want to be
honestly,
happy.
Like, yeah, but
if that doesn't if last you get every it, time he's high, every time
But
happens.
If you do a shot of Dilaudid and it kicks in, you're happy sitting at your home at your couch watching TV. Yeah. If somebody's like Clutch is playing a block away, which is Jess's favorite band, he probably wouldn't want to go see it.
Yeah.
Jess, I'm dope.
No, I totally just being on that for a day
It makes you
or
content with doing nothing. It's kind of like
I
weed. Anybody who does weed...
Weed doesn't do that.
Yeah, but weed makes you happy. In a small dose, it makes you happy being where you're at doing nothing.
It made me think of everything I should have been thinking. Just great. In my 30s smoking weed, it makes me the opposite. Paranoid, fucking... I really hate it. The only time I want to smoke weed is when I haven't smoked weed, and then when I do, I'm like, wow, this sucks. I need to get some weed. It blows. I don't know. I'd love to quit smoking weed and get on heroin. No, absolutely not. But people need a vice, dude. Fucking, the winter sucks. Like, imagine...
Everybody has a vice, whether it's smoking or drinking or smoking weed or popping pills.
Or fucking loads of girls.
Everybody has a goddamn vice.
Yeah.
You have to have one.
Miami Vice.
Oh, well, if you don't, you end
You're
up
Miami
like,
Vice.
You end up doing some serious bad shit later. Secret shit, weird shit.
True.
You gotta let go of that fucking shit. Everybody's
got it. If you don't smoke, drink, take pills, or smoke weed, then your vice is gonna be something really creepy, like tying
kitty
yourself
porn.
Up and watching kitty porn in the bathroom, like while you're half hanging yourself, jacking off.
something
strange like that. Yeah. So you're better off just smoking a cigarette and shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, that'll kill you a little slower.
Dude, do you know how many bands there are out there?
Billions.
Like, not only a billion, I think a trillion. Because... All I do is pay attention to new bands that come out. And, like, you know, I just got this new car that has Sirius in it. And I'm flicking channels. And, like, if I hear a good song, I'll take a look at it and be like, who the fuck is this? Like, and I pay attention to music. Like, mm-hmm. Not even a major radio DJ could pay attention to how many fucking bands there are.
It's impossible
like,
to keep up
with. Off the top of my head... are a bunch of bands that I've never even fucking heard of. Airborne Toxic Event, The Dead Wolves, The Dead Weather, Die, 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 Death, New Pollution, The Murder Dolls, The Murder City Devils, yeah, I know them, Volbeat, which I like, Teen Beat, The Beatsteaks, Melody Club, Tokyo Hotel, Tokyo Police Club, Two Door Cinema, Three Doors Down, Drowning Pool, Metric, Metro Station, Three Doors Grace, Fall from Grace, Graveyard, Gravestone, Cradle to the Grave, Witchcraft, Witch, Mumford and Sons, Mr. Green Jeans, Hard Hat Kitty Cat, Shut the Fuck, Shooting Somebody Asshole with a Dart Gun. They probably got a fucking band for that.
Yeah, I bet you they're
Walking, right. For fuck's sake. There's a band called Walking.
Look, Dave, here's a good article, putting one foot in front of the other.
Walking. Like, and you know what? Half of them are pretty damn good. Like, where do they all come from?
But here's the problem.
The Guitar Center.
A lot of them, there'll be one, and then there's about 27 copycats of that one. And then there's another, and then there's 39 copycats of that one. So.
Well, the best thing I've ever heard, and I forget who it was from, it was somebody like Lemmy or something from Motorhead. He said, you could take your whole life making your first album and make it brilliant, but you only have 1 year to make your second album, and if it sucks, it's make or break.
Yeah.
Or if you're CKY, so you true. Have like 4 years to make your second album, and 6 years to make your third,
yeah.
Five more to make your next. you gotta keep pounding out music or people forget about you quick.
Well, I think that it's better to take your time and make a fucking masterpiece. And if it takes 4 years, then that's how long it takes.
But those 16
at least you're satisfied. It's true.
Yeah,
dude, it's so true.
Well,
it's like major Backstreet Boys fans, like girls who like are 14 with all their t-shirts and fucking bracelets on, shouting at the top of their lungs. Now they're 23 years old and they're kind of over it. You know, like. Just because they realize either A, it's cheesy, or B, they haven't put anything out.
Or C, they're getting fucked.
But now
now they're getting fucked and they don't give a fuck.
Right.
No, like you were just saying, though, because there's a million bands out there. Before, when we were younger, like, yeah, you waited, you know?
Yeah.
Deftones took 4 years to make an album, but you just waited. Now, you don't wait because there's a million bands that there's too much.
But
and you forget
suppose you put out something too quick that's a piece of shit. Now it's even worse.
True.
We need to hurry up and put something out. There's another fucking Hoobastank's coming out with something. Fucking Linkin Park's coming out with something. We need to make something now. Okay, picture Billy Idol.
But hold on.
He still sells out shows at Atlantic City.
Well, he's
time.
Been around forever.
But what if Billy Idol showed up looking like fucking Phil, 300 pounds with a big ass belly gun? People would be like, this is pathetic. This is the last time I will ever see Billy.
Well, getting back to AFI, though, the thing is, they had a lot of young fans, and then young kids grow out of their taste. Thanks.
That's what happens. What do you think is going to happen to Justin Bieber? You never know.
Exactly.
Well, he's set up to like have addictions, and like they're putting him like you're a superstar, man.
They can't wait.
You are the biggest star in the world, man.
They can't wait until he goes out drinking.
And make sure it goes to his head.
That's
sure
the thing. Like that's the thing.
They're fucking him up on purpose.
When
he'll go to a bar and have four beers, and then he's a drunk piece of shit bender. It'll be
dude. Look
magazine.
At Miley Cyrus.
His manager's probably paying drug.
You know what I mean?
They can offer him drugs nightly.
Yeah. Oh, my prediction: Miley Cyrus is going to be Lindsay Lohan in 2 years.
She's already taken most of her.
She's already
off.
Halfway
she's be
there.
She's going to stealing necklaces, going in and out of rehab, blah blah blah.
But like Justin Bieber, he could either pull a Justin Timberlake and be successful, or like think he's so big time that he starts partying it up and down, giving a fuck, and then next thing you know, he's like digging in a dumpster for a peach pit. But he probably won't because he's getting millions with all the shit that's going on.
People want that from their celebrities, dude. They want to see them fail.
Everybody loves to see a falling star.
Yeah,
that's the main thing
that I'd like to see, who isn't even a star, is Scott Disick. he's on the Kardashians, and. Apparently he's rich and famous just because he's with the Kardashians, and like he dresses like he would call it nice, but I think it just looks terrible. And he's so pompous, dude. And not to mention, this is what pissed me off. I just read a tabloid thing that said he just admitted that he's in love with Kim Kardashian. Now, he already has a kid with Kourtney Kardashian.
What?
Mason, yeah. That's his kid with Kourtney Kardashian. Now he's admitting that he's in love with Kim Kardashian?
Jesus.
You're an asshole for one. Yeah. Not to mention you're a pompous asshole. Not to mention, everybody honestly wants to punch him in the face because he has no proper talent and he's big time and rich and famous.
What makes people mad.
You know
how the press takes what you say and make it into a big thing, though? Maybe they did that. Maybe said, yeah, Kim's attractive, blah, 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 and then they made it into, you know.
Maybe that, but I doubt it. Because you could see in the show the type of person that he is.
Yeah.
He thinks he's the shit. He knows he's the shit.
He goes out with Chloe?
And, yeah.
The chick is hit, dude.
No shit, she's hit.
She's fucking awful. I'd like
she's the worst one out of the bunch.
I'd go out with Chloe just to fuck Kim anyway. I get it.
Yeah.
But, I don't like him.
But they said, like, being Kim hates you, maybe you two should spend more time together and we'll film it on Kim and Chloe Take New York. So they filmed that, and they've been, him and Kim have been spending time together, and now all of a sudden he realizes that he's in love with Kim and he admits that.
Oh, well, listen to us.
Who even knows anymore, though? Because, like, they do all that shit on purpose for ratings. They plan all that shit. So it could be just total bullshit.
Yeah, we're fucking.
Either way, it's humiliating on their part.
I'm talking about it right now.
No, but
you mean he likes Kim? Why would he like Kim? Chloe's so much better.
It may be a publicity stunt.
Chloe's got class. Kim is a fucking slut.
No, it may be a publicity stunt, but it's humiliating to Chloe. And
it's humiliating to Chloe
or whoever, Kourtney or Chloe or whatever. It's and plus for the dad and the mom, like it's fucking humiliating. Like even if they, if we'll give you $200,000 if we could print this, like even that is just like, dude, it's humiliating knowing that your fat ugly daughter, like who has a kid with you, now he is in love with Kim.
And I know we've said this before, but it really is fucking ridiculous. What the fuck do you do? When did it become all right to be famous because your dad represented O.J. Simpson trial?
Well,
like, boy, Ray J.
Who gives a fuck?
The way this is what drives me insane.
She fucked.
You take a look at Kim Kardashian. She's fucking pretty. What else? What other talent does she have besides being pretty?
You could go to the King of Prussia Mall right now and find a hotter girl.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now.
You could go to the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania, which is the middle of nowhere, and you will find five dime pieces that look better than she does.
Yeah.
And what do they get? Nothing besides working at MAC makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they get paid.
Pussy's a Hoover.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Do something. Pick something and do it. Be an author, be a blah,
but like
blah, blah.
It's,
you know, I don't know.
I'm thinking, I'm like, why am I watching these three girls? And I tend myself,
I've never seen the show,
flicking
once,
channels, and I wind up watching it just because I can't believe that I'm watching somebody get their nails done and then their toes done and then they get a massage and then they get,
you know, they're probably like, so popular because she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Was she?
Yeah, that's true.
Was she?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah. Pretty sure she was, yeah.
Dude, that skyrockets fuckers, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know. Like you got me at 70-30 right now with this whole Dancing with
the Stars. I'm fucking telling you.
I got offered to do Dancing with the Stars, and I passed it up, and now Chad's telling me that I'm an idiot.
Anyone would.
Can I take another piece?
Absolutely.
For the fucking goddamn money, for the fucking connection.
Chaz.
Yeah, I'll take one. Thanks, Eric. Eric John and Peters on Radio Bam. Dude.
I'm on the fence with you, but I'm leaning towards do it because seriously,
it'll help CKY, dude.
it'll help me have a mental breakdown.
No, and no. On television, a mental breakdown is better on television than not on television.
It wouldn't be on television. I'd be backstage, like I want to kill myself. I don't want to do this.
But no, dude, the thing is, they know you. They just want you to be yourself.
That's how you feel in a February Pennsylvania. It doesn't feel
like. Like I was saying before, it's like they want you not in your comfort zone, and they want you to be yourself because that's part of the appeal, you know?
They wouldn't ask you.
You would never go dancing at a thing like that ever in your life, and that's why they like that.
And the audience roots for the underdog, and if you really happen to be the underdog, then you're fucking in favor, and people love you.
I just don't think I have it in me.
I believe that you do, or you wouldn't entertain it this long. You would never hold anybody.
Maybe if, like... You know what? Honestly, if I was ever going to be serious about it, I would ask to have a lady who's on it and spend 2 days with her and see if I even, like,
Did you see those girls? They're hot.
I haven't seen it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I want to spend 2 days and see if I progressed at all.
Yeah, ABC. Yeah, Bam said he would do it just for the pussy.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks. And make that your press release.
No.
For this fucking spare pussy.
Spare.
I do it for spare pussy.
It is nuts, though, how much I've seen that, like, oh, who's Steve-O? What's Jackass? Oh, I'm rooting for Steve-O. Exactly. Like, what's this Jackass?
Dancing on the Stars? Steve-O.
Yeah.
I've never even seen
Jackass. Like, believe me, I've been at airports sipping on beers at a bar. Like, so what's up with Steve-O? What place is he in? I'm like, place on what?
Well,
Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, what's Dancing with the Stars?
Everybody watches it.
Dude, Steve-O was a fuck-up that people would love to see fucked up on drugs. They were like, oh, good for that loser. Let him fucking die on the shit. He goes on Dancing with the Stars. Everybody's like, is he okay? I hope he recovers. He's the greatest.
He's my hero.
Yeah. Good, man.
Last time I saw Steve-O, he couldn't even form a sentence.
Yeah. We went to the Sum of All Fears premiere a while back. Me and Steve-O bailed. And
I hated
Some of the Fears, and I hate Morgan Freeman and Ben Affleck. They were both the stars. As soon as they stood up in the theater, me and Steve-O both bailed. And
that movie was terrible, dude.
And after hanging out with Steve-O, I had wished I stayed at the Sum of Fears.
Did I tell you when I went to go take a piss at Sum of All Fears premiere, and Steve-O comes in, and I'm pissing next to someone who's surely an executive at the movie company. He's just like, ah, what a piece of shit. How much did they spend on that? And the guy knew it. He's like, $97 million. He's like, there's fucking kids starving right now, and they spend $97 million on a piece of shit like that to the guy who did the movie.
Well,
it's fucking hilarious.
It is kind of true. Yeah. I mean, but
his attitude's changed, man.
Well, I mean, you have to look at it like maybe this movie, what we spend $10 million on, will turn into $100 million. You have to take that risk. Paramount took that risk with Jackass. We spent $10 million on a film,
that's,
and then it makes
$200
million.
You put that fucking thing in 3D, dude. How was 3.5? You went to New York and did the premiere there. How was that? What was it like?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now what?
Really?
Fuck it.
The movie was probably good.
The movie went great. I got to watch 15 minutes of the beginning. And then Tammy apparently took an aspirin from somebody.
That would be the next word out of your mouth.
Like, all I'm hearing is like, I'm like, Tammy, shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up. I'm like, people are trying to watch a film. It's investors investing in this movie about where they're going to promote it and where they're going to put it and how many ads they're going to put out. Now, please shut the fuck up.
No, nothing.
You know, I'm just like, Tammy, please. I'm like, you're doing something right now. If you didn't do anything before, you're doing something now by saying, being all loud. I'm not being loud. I'm just like, dude. So I have to look at the security guard. I'm like, get her out of here now.
Really?
Paramount paid $500 to send her to the Gonzo Ward across the street to give her a room so she could just go to bed and fuck off.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Heads a roll on the floor. Glitter on the wet streets.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a bonus.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, Faction.
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Jess Margera and Chad I. Ginsburg of CKY. We're at John and Peter's.
What it is.
In New Hope, PA, sipping on some drinks. And first of all, I had an out-of-body experience in Copenhagen by overdosing on loads of weed, Adderall, cocaine, and booze.
And what did you find out?
I had a choice to live it. Like, it was so, like how you said, it was so relaxing just letting go. But I took all my might to get back into my body and fucking and stay there. And I was so mad once I was there.
Why would you use any might? I didn't.
I did. I had to, like, fight to come back. You know, when all I wanted to do was just float off, like, and I'm serious, like, I was 23 years old in Copenhagen, and, like...
What did you take?
I took a bunch of Adderall, Coke,
Was Adderall even around?
$100 worth of weed that I swallowed, and I don't even like weed.
That's probably what it was.
And then,
you're just paranoid.
That's what people say, but it's not that, dude.
No, when you black out...
I didn't black out.
But do you wrong a lot.
Like,
no, this did me so wrong to where I had an out-of-body experience. And my whole life flashed before my eyes, and then it was basically, like, are you satisfied? Yes or no? Do you want to keep living? Yes or no? And, like, I said, yes. So then I, like, fought to, like, come back to life and go to the sink to drink water. Sucking. It was terrible. Like, it really was. And like, I hate when people say, like, oh, you were probably just tripping on weed. No, I was going to die.
I think we have 9 lives. Because I qualify a death as a cop or a doctor saying, dude, I can't believe you're still here. And I've heard that like at least 3 times.
The suckiest thing is, like, now I know what happens. Your whole life flashes before your eyes. And then whatever result you come to, whether if you're satisfied or not, that's what frame of mind you're in. And that's what soul you have at that point. Like, I saw on a YouTube clip or something like that on the internet of this dude. He's, like, getting ready to get booked. He's probably going to get life in prison. And he's sitting there huffing and puffing, and there's no cops there. And then he just whips out a gun out of his pocket and blows his brains out. And you could see that...
Mexican?
Yeah. You could see that his eyes are still there. And you could see that, like, his whole life is just, like that.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied? No. I'm a murderer, and I sucked at life. And that's his frame of mind. He's not going to hell. He's just that his frame of mind is I'm a failure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Heath Ledger, on the other hand, he probably been like, wow, I did a lot of cool fucking movies and I didn't really harm anybody. I'm going to a good
and
place.
And sad to say, that's another dude who he'll be immortalized because he died early and his career will be.
My life didn't flash. I just felt like I was in a black room sitting in a fucking chair, but I felt great. I felt really sober and in touch with everything. My body was flailing outside in the real world and it looked like I was struggling to survive. But my mind was as calm as could be. And then when you guys lowered me on the noose or whatever, my fucking feet hit the ground, oxygen started flowing to me.
And you were bummed.
I was furious to see the fucking earth.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand to see all you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I was so mad. That's the one
because
of the maddest
it's honestly,
I've ever woken up. It's the worst woke up I ever got.
It's honestly a peaceful thing.
It was
like
euphoric or something.
Dude, I'm not...
And I think
I'm
that's how you
not,
go anyway, dude.
As
your
soon
body
as you pass the point of being scared about it, it becomes peaceful. And it's sad to say, but it's true. I've never seen, like, if you ever think your whole entire life, your whole fucking life, everybody who you ever met, and I met a lot of motherfuckers, you'll see them all in a matter of 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like a film,
like
just going.
Through a fucking
like,
book.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that happened, that happened, that happened,
yeah.
That happened. And are you satisfied? Well, no, I want to keep doing more. Like, that's what I thought, even though I wanted to actually... It
would have been easier.
Dude, it was so hard to get up and go to the sink. Like, so hard. For real, it's like, it's scary.
Like a bad trip, man. Are you sure you didn't get
any acid? I hate when people say that.
Did
because
you people said it? I mean, it sounds
I've
like
seen
a bad
psychiatrists
trip.
In this very New Hope about it. Not psychiatrists,
psychologist.
No, like psychic readings.
That's not even close to a psychic.
Well
psychic.
Yeah, psychic. Yeah. And he goes, Don't question what you thought. Yeah. Same with Missy. Like, dude, Chaz.
What?
Chad.
Yep. What?
Tell me that this is not a coincidence. This is the weirdest fucking ghostly experience I've ever had in my life, ever. And any time before this, there's always been an excuse of why that happened. This cannot be explained. So, it's 2 years ago, summertime, and my screen door is open, and I'm flicking channels, and for once, I'm actually sober because I don't feel like going out. And me and Missy decide to watch Sixth Sense. M. Night Shyamalan's Sixth Sense. Shyamalan, whatever. So, she's like, I don't want to watch this movie because every time I watch it, like, strange-ass shit really happens, and I don't want to do it. I'm like, well, I happen to like this movie, and I haven't seen it in a long time, and I want to watch it.
It's the one with the boy?
So we decide to watch it. Dude, yeah. We're watching it. She's getting all creeped out. As soon as it says in the movie, I've came a long way to see you, my gate opens, and I could hear it because it's summertime and the screen door's open, so all I have to do is look out the window. And I'm like, why is my gate opening and there's nobody there? So then I'm like, I'm going to check downstairs and see if there's anybody by the skate barn or whatever. So I go there, and then I honestly, it's far away. It's like, how far is this?
It's a football field and a half at least.
I'd say a football field away.
Yeah.
I see a see-through. He looks see-through because now I have to, like, question myself because, A, I'm not drunk. B, I'm not on shit. And C, it's far away. So I see a see-through person pacing back and forth, and I'm going, yo, I can fucking see you. Get off my property now. Like, yo, I see you. And dude's not paying any mind, just pacing back and forth right in front of the light of the Hobbit hole. And there's this big dumpster there. And I'm just like, I'm going to get a fucking sword and I'm going to drive over there and stab you. Because I had to drive over there because I was nervous.
Yeah.
So I go get in and get a sword. Hop in the car. Missy hops in the car too.
To drive to your yard?
Yeah, my own yard. I'm driving a football field away.
To a see-through person.
Property is he's yeah. going to drive.
14 acres.
Because I didn't want to. I needed protection. I needed a car. So I pull up to where it was, and now it's just a white owl sitting there. And
an
I'm
owl?
Like, a white owl.
Oh, Mrs. Owl thing?
Yeah, and I'm 15 feet away from the owl, standing on the top of a dumpster, and I pull up 5 more feet, and I'm, like, super close to it, and it will not move, and I'm beeping my horn and everything, and I have a sword in my hand. I'm freaking out, and I get out, and it was like, you know, like trying to do whatever to scare it away, will not move. Then I look at Missy's owl tattoo on her arm, and then I look at her, I look at the owl, I look at her, I look at the owl, and I go, say hello to your dad.
Why does Missy have that owl tattoo?
Because for some reason it reminds her of her dad.
She told me why. I can't remember, but owls, like, represent that, you know, you're being looked over.
Right. Either way, she's obsessed with owls, so, like,
she's got that owl
I see tattoo. Her owl tattoo, then I see the owl that will not move. I say, say hello to your dad. Then she just starts crying her eyes out, saying, like, I love you, I love you, I love you, all this shit. And then I walk her into the house all crying and stuff. And I'm thinking, it's too much of a fucking coincidence of her saying, I don't like watching Sixth Sense because weird shit happens. Then the gate opens for no fucking reason, which makes me go outside to take a look. And then I see a see-through guy pacing near the Hobbit hole, which is a football field away.
At least.
I threaten him. Yeah. Then I get the sword, hop in my car. When I get to the place, it's a white owl that will not move. Say hello to your dad.
Yeah,
after Sixth Sense just said, I've came a long way to see you.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's too much shit that could go on at once to be a coincidence. Like, that happened. And I'm in New Hope right now at John and Peter's. And I went, which is a witch town. I went to, like, a witch joint over there to explain my story. And she basically said, don't question yourself, honey. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like,
you're not making up the white owl. A white owl.
Dude, ask Mizzy.
I've lived in Westchester all my life. I don't think I've ever seen a white owl. At all, ever.
And another thing is, a year went by, and I told Louis about the same fucking story, and he was staying in the turret, and he went up to the car to go get something, and he said that there was a fucking owl sitting there again. You know, like,
yeah.
What do you believe? Like, do you believe that he really saw one, or is he just trying to make, like... All that I know is that, dude, I was sober, so, like, I can't even say, like, maybe I was a little bit drunk. No.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Darren, I was dead fucking sober.
Dude, he thinks he's seen, he swears, and he used to be a very cynical dude. Like, ghosts, yeah, it's all bullshit. Like, he would think anything cynical, and he claims that he's seen all types of images pass him on the bus. How many times has Darren seen ghosts on the bus? Yeah. Right?
Oh, he saw a ghost on the tour bus.
Yeah. He said he saw some dude like
4:30 in the morning, everybody's sleeping.
He said it looked like an old school band. And the guy was like, he couldn't tell if he was like trying to arm wrestle his buddy or singing or something. Yeah. He's like, unmistakably. And dude, I gotta say, on that bus, because it was an old ass bus, I think the guy from Journey had a heart attack on it or something.
Journey?
Yeah, that's what the guy said. And, but yeah, like, dude, I just felt, I've been on at least 20 different buses, but on that one, I was just like, I couldn't sleep a wink.
Well, the only thing that I could question,
I can't remember.
The only thing I could question is, like, because I'm trying to, like, remember, and I'm like, I'm really seeing a see-through dude not paying any mind to me. And I'm like, yo, I have a motherfucking sword in my house. I have many swords in my house, and I'm going to go grab one of you and get the fuck off my property. Paying no mind, still pacing back. And I'm, like, looking. It's so far away that I'm, like, squinting my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks see-through. So, that's the only thing that's questioning me. I'm like...
You were sober?
Yeah.
We have to clarify that. I was sober.
And that's the weirdest 100%
part. 100%
sober? Like, maybe withdrawal made me see this or whatever.
Smoking any weed.
Fuck no, I don't like weed at all.
I know that, but I mean, who knows what happened?
I don't even like weed.
Well, this is the questions you're gonna get, dude. Like, yeah, I know. Sounds, like, unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. It's too unbelievable to hear that, but, like, all in all, is that I don't like weed, and I wasn't on anything at all. I wasn't on no booze, no pills, nothing.
So what does that mean to you? Is it really, it is what it is?
It has to be.
Is it isn't?
I could... Just picture a see-through dude pacing back and forth. And it's like, dude, I see you. It wasn't a deer. It wasn't it was a dude see-through walking.
That shit freaks me out, man. Like, because I've heard other stories. Like, Ape went to this lady who's kind of like one of those psychic people, blah, blah, blah. And this lady would, like, perform live. And, you know, it was kind of just this weird shit, but whatever. But, and, this lady's like, all right, who has a son named, you know, blah blah blah?
No one.
And you're up in the balcony. Has a son named blah, blah, blah. This lady's like,
who has a son named blah blah blah?
Fucking Alex or something. And this lady's like, in the balcony of the club, and she's like, Alex wants to tell you something, mom. You know, whatever. He was murdered, huh? And she's like, yeah, my son was murdered. She's like,
who are you talking about?
It's this, like, psychic lady that...
No, whose son is named Alex?
Listen to my story. This lady...
You're talking about Ape?
No, this other lady in the audience with Ape.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a total random, like, lady. And she said, Alex wants to tell you that the person that you thought murdered her... Or murdered him, did. And the way he got in was the key under the turtle. Like, the ceramic turtle outside. Mm. And, like, she's like, yeah, my son Alex was murdered, and nobody... The cops couldn't figure out how the person got in.
Mm.
And he just told... You know? Like, shit like that is crazy.
See, but everything else has an explanation. Like, dude, the most terrified I've ever been, ever, was sleeping at, when we got the new Greyhawk house, I was sleeping in the basement, and I felt like a magazine got whapped over my head, and it was 4 a.m, I'm like, Jen, what the fuck, dude? That's who I was dating at the time. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? And I'm like, Jen. And I look around, and she's not there.
It's Tim Glom's half-assed construction, the fucking
no doy. But I run up the stairs with a blue face. Like, my face is blue. I'm like, a ghost just hit me in the head with a fucking magazine. Then I go downstairs, and I realize that a light fell down, and it happened to land right on my face, which is odd because it's hard to lay down right in front of a light. But, like, that's what happened. Like, it was half-assed.
It was the drop ceiling was built half-assed.
And so now I have an excuse to say how that happened. But, like, this whole owl thing, dude, there is no way that you could tell me that this didn't happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying about that Alex thing. How the fuck would that lady know that her son got murdered and the guy got in by the hidden key outside? Because it was Alex's friend and he knew where the key was because he was friends with him.
Well, what's sucky is that a lot of psychics know how to, they know how to read you, and they look at your rings and they look at everything.
But there's no way in hell she could know that information.
You want to believe anybody's going to encourage you to.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could say, like, so I could see that you have either a brother or a sister. Yeah, you're right, I do have a sister. Well, she, you know, like, they feed off of your answers.
Yeah, but this lady was just in the balcony, like, me, I have a son named Alex. Yeah, he got murdered. Yeah, he did get murdered. Yeah, the person you thought did it, he did it. He got in this way. You know, how would she know that?
That's like that fucking Sylvia Brown bitch who goes on, like, Oprah and shit. Like, she goes, like, sorry, your dad got murdered, and he died in pain. What do you want me to say?
Oh, Jesus, really?
She says that shit to people.
Yeah, he had a horrible death.
Like, what do you mean? She's like, that's just what they say. Sorry.
Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about? Sylvia Brown?
Dude, there's this the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Your girl knows.
You can look it up on YouTube. I forget what it's called, but it's this kid who grew up in Glasgow, Scotland, and he's like 5 years old, and he keeps saying to his real mom, like, yeah, you're my mom and all, but, like, my real mom is from Barra. And, like, we lived on an island, and planes would land on the beach, and I had a white dog with black spots on it, and her name was whatever. Like, and the mom didn't know what to think of it. Finally, after him talking about it for so long, like a year or two, she decided to, she found out where Barra is. It's an island off the coast of Scotland. And they went there, and they were trying to look for the house, and they couldn't find it. Finally, the kid found it, starts, like, crying about it. And then he says that their last name is Robertson. And they looked up Robertson at the time and didn't find anything. Mm-hmm. Then 2 months later, they called back and said there was a Robertson family that lived at this house. Yeah. And, like, they did have a white dog with black spots.
It's crazy.
And planes do land on the beach. Like, how would a fucking 5-year-old know, like, you're my mom and I like you and all, but my real mom, you know, like...
So what, is the kid adopted or something?
No, it's called reincarnation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was in, like, the fucking 60s or 50s. And now it's at the time, it was, like, the 90s, and this kid's 5 years old.
That shit freaks me out, man.
Like, how... How would this kid even be able to make that story up? You know, like, my name is so-and-so. You might want to call me, you know, James so-and-so, but my real name's Scott whatever. Scott Robertson.
Yeah.
You know, next thing you know, it's like, I live at Barra. It's like, where's Barra? Yeah. It's on an island, and then you look at a map, and like, holy shit.
200.
There is Barra. A Barra. B-A-R-R-A is what it's called. They flew in there, found the place.
That's crazy, dude. I can't fucking believe that.
And the kid just, like, starts crying and stuff. Like, it's like too real to not be true.
I don't know, dude. I live on a haunted mountain in the woods. Just, I try to avoid it.
I try to avoid it.
But dude, I watch all these like ghost stories and shit. Like, And everything, whenever you see a door close, all you need is a fishing string.
Yeah.
And then the door closes, and everybody goes, huh? Because they want an episode. They want the Discovery Network channel to keep buying episodes. It's easy to do. And if you go to a place and spend all this time and money not getting any kind of ghostly activities, then you'll tie a string to a door and shut it.
Yeah. What's the problem with ghosts? I mean, and if they never murder anyone, then there's
that's what I'm saying. Would you be afraid of gay ghosts? If there's gay ghosts who suck each other's dicks at your house,
that's not appropriate. I can't handle it.
But at the same time,
are they
going
to be mad if you start jacking off to porn?
But jack off to the idea that they're gay ghosts jacking off each other, I have a problem.
And they do too. It sucks if you just... Alright, say I die right now on John and Peter's. What am I, I'm just going to lurk around fucking John and Peter's for eternity? That blows. I don't want to do that.
And you know what? Usually when you watch this shit, it's usually people with like crosses doing ceremonies and stuff. Yeah. That would draw in more ghosts. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lighting candles and holding up crosses and saying get out of here, it would just make me want to be there more.
Yeah.
If I was a ghost, it would draw my attention in and want me to fuck with you more.
All I'm saying is if I die and I just gotta sit around and listen to people have conversations all fucking day long, I'll kill myself again.
No, it would be fun.
No, dude, I don't want to lurk around. It would suck.
Why would it suck?
Lurking around, like,
alone.
A place.
Yeah. Lurking around, lonely, bullshit. You get to hear the shit that people talk behind your back.
I might be.
Or behind other people's back. You know, like, oh, Chad's a fucking piece of shit. He thinks he's a man. Da, da, da.
But
like,
when that gets old after,
if
like
you're
3 years.
A ghost, you're like, who's Chad? I want to know.
Yeah, I've talked the same shit about everyone anyway. Ghost or not. I mean, I don't think I believe in ghosts.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I think our time is up. Let's end this with a CKY song because you have a new record coming out. When?
Jess.
March. I don't know the number yet. But
March something. Go on CKYAlliance.com and it'll tell you.
No. CKY's got a tour. We're playing March 2nd at the Viper Room as a little fucking fun show, kind of rehearsal thing.
Then Vegas, then the Music Tattoo Festival. The
Viper Room in Hollywood. Then March 2nd is Las Vegas at another small intimate place, the CKY, and then Orange County Tattoo Festival Musink with Suicidal and Biohazard, and I think Thrice and The Used.
Hot Water Music. Remember Chuck?
Yeah, I haven't seen Chuck for a while.
Me neither.
And then CKY's got a bunch of other dates coming up throughout the East Coast. We have Philadelphia coming, New York City. CKY returns to New York City. Do not miss that one.
Stone Pony in Asbury Park.
New Jersey. And the dates are on CKYAlliance.com. Don't also miss Bam and I and Louie come to Canada the 17th through the 24th.
On the Freezing Your Ass Off Tour.
On the Freezing Our Ass Off Tour.
Frostbite Dick Tour.
But CKY's record that's coming out is a record called B-Sides and Rarities, which has a bunch of unreleased tracks, some remastered shit that wasn't released properly, and a new song called The Afterworld. Why don't we play CKY, The Afterworld? The video just got done, so we'll see that soon. CKY, The Afterworld from the Jackass 3D movie. See you next week on Radio Bam.
Later. Yeah.
Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.
Don't